to
peace.
Hey, welcome to episode 113 of To Be Start Live. Filling in for Tim today is John Watts. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, Tim cannot make it today, unfortunately. He's like, yeah, just, you know, let people know I had to take Sarah to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, but like, what?
A routine thing? Or?
Yeah. I mean, he was very like nonchalant about it, but I'm like, it's a little weird. He swears it's no big deal, but because of that, we want to do kind of a shorter show. You know, if I can find a chance not to spend 4 to 5 hours editing a half-hour show
that's
on the outside, on the end of things, then by all means, that's what I'm going to do. So
before we get started, Ray, I just wanted to let you know how wonderful you sound on your new microphone.
Oh, well, thank you.
You sound like vanilla. Ooh. Smooth. I think the people at 2P Start got it better than I do.
That's
no, it's more like this. You see a celebrity on TV, you watch all their movies, and you win a chance to meet them, and you're like, oh, this is going to be great.
Right,
you know,
right.
This person defeated all these aliens, you know, or they has made out with all these wonderful women.
Yes.
And then you meet them, and it's not so good. It's like that with you, Ray. I listen to your voice on 2P Start,
yeah.
And then when I hear you in person, it's bland. It's flavorless.
We're going to stop. We're going to stop there. Let's get comic talk out of the way. We can save the Project Neil Mouse news. This week, Tim and I had bio scrap. Wow.
I wasn't a big fan. Even you were saying, oh, yeah, the third panel was funny. In retrospect to 1 and 2, yeah, it's funny. You know?
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh.
I just have to hand it to you. The art was amazing.
That's the other thing I love about 2P Start. It's like, if someone's like, hey, I didn't like your comic. I'm like, oh, you didn't think it was funny? No. Well, did you like the art? Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, then you should talk to Tim. You should really give Tim a call. Because, like, none of my friends talk to Tim. They don't know him.
I feel like that was a miss.
No, I hear you. I definitely hear you. I mean,
I just don't want this to deter you guys from doing more comics outside of Nintendo.
Right.
Okay?
I know. Well, hey, with every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box is no different. My comment of the week is going to go to DGR. He says, I am disappointed. Here's a Bioshock comic, and there is no Willy. How is that even possible? I have read every comic waiting for the hardcore third player of 2P Start to make a return. Instead, we have a pretty good comic. I'm still bummed out Willy is not in this week's comic. Maybe next time, after Tim has to come up with new quote-unquote hardcore jokes with his new PS3. This is great. This is a serious longtime reader, because way back when, we did a strip about Willy's playing his 360, and he gets a gamer score of 1337. And then he has to box up his Xbox 360 because he can't ever change his elite status. I knew Willy in college, and he was like, dude, you have to put me in a comic. And he begged me over and over. And I'm like, I want to, but I just don't have a reason for it yet. So then I thought, well, Tim and I don't have a 360, so maybe he'll be our like hardcore 360 player, you know? And he showed up once more in a different comic. So he was only ever like our other third person to show up. So it's really nice to see a DGR has not forgotten poor Willy. And unfortunately, we have.
My comment of the week goes to Sonic Kui, who said, Ray, did you see? Project Needle Mouse is announced to be Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1. They're making a direct sequel to Sonic and Knuckles, and it's coming out for the Wii. For the love of all that is Hedgehog and Spiny, Sega had better not mess this one up.
Well,
thank you for that comment that had nothing to do with the comic. Really?
It's funny because I used to talk about Sonic all the time, I'd have friends I'd talk with Sonic about, and they would not care. Now, for some reason, everyone wants to know my opinion about Sonic, but now I'm past the point where they really want to hear what I have to say, because half of what I say is not what they want to hear.
Ray, I think it's time to start a new segment.
Oh, no.
Find Ray a new video game hero. That he can obsess over.
Okay, so maybe what you can do is give me a character, and right, I can tell you why they can't be better than Sonic.
Why not Master Chief? Why can't you go someone with balls, okay?
I Master Chief is one of those characters who will only be good as the weapons that he carries. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, really.
Why?
Because think about it. If you played a new game and his new weapon sucked, you'd be like, I don't like Master Chief anymore. Like, his character would blow. You don't know who Master Chief is. You know, like, you don't really hear him talk too much. You don't really get a good sense of
his
personality.
That's the mystique of what it is. It can be kind of like what you want it to be.
That's
you
the
know?
Problem. He's not really a character. He's just a placeholder. He's just you in a suit. That's not a character. That's
don't you want to be that, Ray? Don't you want an upgrade from Sonic?
He's just too much of a stereotypical male in a suit shooting guns.
7 feet tall.
Placeholder.
Nothing there. Yeah. All right. All right. I'll concede that to you, Ray. I'll find a better one. I swear. I think this has potential.
Let's go ahead and go into the Sonic 4 news. As it was recently announced via a new trailer.
Who cares?
Project Needle. Hey, you know what? Let's get into this. People want to know.
Who cares?
I know. That's why we're going to make this very short and very sweet. Sonic 4 was recently announced to be, as the commenter said, a direct sequel. So I would say Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
I'm curious if you talked to me about some trailer that another company was putting together for it, you know, like Project Needle Mouse.
That was previous Black Doom Award. You're absolutely right.
How close is the new Sonic 4 into that actual trailer?
Fits it perfectly, I will say.
So
pulled it off.
Can we renege that Black Doom?
No.
What?
No.
Wait. You just said it fits it perfectly. They nailed it. They didn't even know what it was about, and they got it right.
I never want to have anyone make a trailer under those circumstances and for those reasons.
I agree with you 100%.
Now,
but since they hit it out of the park.
That in itself is a Black Doom award. That still stands. What's nice is they were able to redeem themselves by actually following up on what those poor people making the trailer had to promise.
But it also makes me think maybe they knew more about the game than they're leading on.
I don't think so.
They could They could be throwing you off with that statement that they put out there for people to read.
Yes.
So you wouldn't be able to guess what's going on. Oh my gosh, what are they going to do? And is it that? I don't know, because they're saying this.
All we have to go on is their word. And of course, Sega's never going to say, oh yeah, we totally gave them nothing to work with. You know, they'll never admit something like that. So all I have to go off is their
word.
But
the game has been in development much longer than the trailer has been out.
That's what we assume. That's what we... Because we didn't know about it before that trailer. So once they throw out the trailer, it's like, who knows how long they've been working on
it. Oh my gosh, Ray. What? You know, I call... 2P Star fans, you need to rise up and take back this Black Doom Award.
Slow down here. First of all, the logo at the end of the first trailer does not match the logo shown in the new version.
It does not. Yeah, it's pretty
crappy. That's like, hey, look, people are really excited about this logo. Let's reveal it. Oh, except when we reveal it, it's something new. Like, it's something different that's similar, but not really the one. So let's put it this way. Have I been asking for a 2D side-scrolling Sonic game with 3D graphics?
Sorry, I was reading something else. What were you saying?
Have oh my god.
Because I don't care about this.
Listen. Turn around. Okay.
Okay. Give me that vanilla, Ray.
How I feel about this trailer should not be too tough to figure out on your own. So let's just take this a very simple and different route. Have I been asking for a 2D side-scrolling Sonic game with 3D graphics?
For years.
How many other game trailers have I decided the game is going to be good based on 3 seconds of footage of gameplay?
14?
No. How dare you? None. It's like, listen, people, we don't know. We can't trust them, okay? Like, all I have to go on is 3 seconds of footage and the horribly sucky editing job of Sonic running in front of titles afterwards. Like, that stuff's terrible looking. Really crappy looking stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to assume that's really bad After Effects work and not the actual game.
Do you want to keep talking about that?
No, I'm really done.
Oh, thank God.
Let's start to end this short show with the dreaded Black Doom Award. John and I are going to mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom himself.
Since MLB 2K09 tanked, Take-Two Interactive has gone on a campaign to try and sell its new one, MLB 2K10. If you are the first person to pitch a perfect game with these settings and record the entire game, you win $1 million.
Yeah, how much money you want to bet? It's impossible. Okay, like it's just impossible in the code to actually pull off such a feat.
They're going
to
be doing it for years.
Don't worry, I'm sure someone will find the perfect sweet spot of the pitch that will get by the person every single time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Watch like my 11-year-old brother submits the video, you know? We didn't think he would be able to mount too much since he's blind.
You always hear those stories of people like, well, you know, I never thought little Timmy would ever amount to anything in life because he played video games every single day of his life, but I'll be darned, look, he's won all this money from it now. And that always drives kids to be like, look, Mom, yeah. So-and-so like did this in their life. And it's like, this is not the story we should be telling. Yeah. You know, like, this is not...
Why aren't you more like little Billy who won the $1 million?
Yeah, it's... You know, I was just watching the show on TV, like, the president of a large company... works undercover as like a first entry person.
That was a good show.
That was a great show. I was really impressed with it, actually.
I cried.
I didn't cry, by the way. I'm actually a man.
Really? Oh.
And so he meets these people where he's like, wow, I really want to help this person, you know, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure they get a
raise.
There's
like 50,000 other people who are in the exact same spot.
That's why it's like, you don't want to watch the show and be like, look, if you're just a hardworking person, amazing things will happen at some point. It's like, to a degree, like to some degree, if you have a horrible manager that needs to be fired, you might want to go out of your way to ensure that happens, not wait for the boss to go undercover because of a CBS program. Here's my question about that program. I'm always thinking about the cameras, you know?
Oh my god. Well, cameras and sound,
yeah,
and the director.
All that stuff, and it's like, huh, this is strange.
There's like 10 people in the crew that go along with him.
I know. It's like, hey, we got this guy showing up with the camera crew, and he's just a regular first entry employee. You know, like how are these people supposed to believe that? You know, and the woman invites him, hey, you want to come over for dinner at my place later?
Yeah. No, they screen these people, Ray. They screen these
there's
people.
Something,
okay?
There's something scripted, because I want to see them go to the bottom and work with the people I was lifeguarding with and pull out the person who's like, hey, this is the dude who failed his urine test because it was not human urine, okay? I want my president to meet that dude.
It's like a romantic comedy.
I
wanna
see that.
You know? 1 year later, you know, and it shows everyone where they're at, and it's like, oh, feel good.
Yeah, and then the last person, it's like their thing is like, oh, they ended up having a better morale and continued to work there. And it's like, so nothing. Nothing changed then for this person. You know, like, how sad. Like, they got nothing out of this.
No, productivity was higher.
Yeah, productivity was higher. That's where it's like, hey, Bill, whatever happened to that girl? Oh, I don't know. Just make up something that would account for anything, you know?
Her productivity was higher, but that other lady went to salary and was bonus eligible. And got to keep her mansion house.
Yeah.
While the other lady lives out of her apartment.
Right.
And cleans out the toilets.
Yeah, and still pees in the cup.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, I need to ground myself a little bit. I'm trying to remember what happened last time when it was just you and I, John.
Well, that's too bad, because I'm going to get you worked up over the Conan versus Leno thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. Bring it.
Tim didn't have the gonads to go against you.
Well, that was the best co-host, by the way. When I'm like, hey, here's my 5-minute argument. Tim, what do you say? He's like, I don't really watch him. Okay, thanks. I will now do the rebuttal for you, I guess.
Yeah. So you said, well, what does, you know, Leno do? You know, as in, come on, Tim, bring it on. What does Leno do that takes up half the show? To which I screamed, his chin takes up half the show.
But
Ray,
his chin is not an act. But it's not it's not before and after every single joke. Like,
it
hey,
doesn't,
he
it
doesn't
is before and after
the
show.
He doesn't.
It walks into the show 5 minutes before it starts, and then you see it leave 5 minutes after.
Again, you are one of the heartless people.
It's the choice of a generation.
Apparently,
you're siding with the older generation.
What can I say? I'm not immature. Let's get this other Black Doom going.
All right, you got one?
I do, yeah. Speaking of the Super Bowl commercials, which, by the way, after last week's chicken grab in space, they actually literally had a chicken in space that you couldn't hear cluck. It was amazing.
Wait, was the chicken in a suit or something?
It was in a space suit.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, huh, that's funny. That's the chicken grab in space. I'll be freaking darned. Black Doom Award, though, goes to the Dante's Inferno commercial.
Whoa.
Did you have a chance to see this?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me pull it up.
Rated M for mature. What did I just watch?
Yeah. See, again. Again.
That music choice was awful.
I don't know why these hardcore games are like, hey, let's have something.
They're trying to give it heart.
I know. What is what the freaking deal about this stuff?
I mean, the words are what impact the most.
Yes, of course.
But that like light jazz kind of thing going on.
But the words should not decide the song. That's my opinion. Like you could have the same words on a super fast techno beat and be like, no, don't put it with this commercial.
You know? And they just ruined that song for me.
I know.
Forever. And for anyone who watched it.
That's why I hated the Gears of War.
And then at the end, it's like, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Go to hell.
What the heck? Black Dude War right there. It's just, I don't know when they'll stop doing this crap. I don't understand how, quote unquote, hardcore, rated M, mature gamer would be like, oh, I'm totally sold. That song sold it for me. Sell them the game they want to play. They don't want to play that game with heart.
I like the font though. The font's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Everything else is great. I have nothing but high praise for everything else in that commercial.
Yeah.
Finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been unintentionally ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. I get to trade off every other week with our listener suggestions, so please enjoy my choice of RN21771-AM1123 Tired Mix from Outrigger on the Dreamcast. So that will do it for this edition of To Be Start Live. Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. So, filling in for Tim, he's John.
And he's quote-unquote Ray.
A person. And we will see you next week.